Amnesty International says Nigeria's military was warned of the raid that led to the kidnapping of more than 200 girls, but it failed to act for nearly 5 hours.
We have received credible information from numerous sources in Nigeria that the military were given advance warning that Boko Haram were about to attack the school in Chibok and that the abduction of the more than 200 schoolgirls could have been prevented.
The human rights group accused the Nigerian authorities of dereliction of duty. It said the military headquarters in the state capital Maiduguri had received repeated warnings before the attack, but reinforcements failed to reach the town until long after Boko Haram members abducted the girls. The claim was made as Amnesty released details of information it had collected during, quote, multiple interviews with credible sources. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has expressed outrage at the incident, demanding the immediate release of the girls. The council also threatened that it will take action against the Boko Haram insurgents. Well, let's go to London and talk to Ayo Johnson, Director of Viewpoint Africa. Welcome, sir. Mr. Johnson, how coordinated do you think this lack of action by the Nigerian military was?
I believe they were so much compounded by Boko Haram's activities over the last 3 months and more so over the last few years that an element of fatigue had set in. And I think the president and the security forces took their eye off the ball. And for some time, they've been facing a backlash against Boko Haram, for which they've not been succeeding.
And how ascertained and assured can we be by Amnesty International that it says it has credible information? How credible is that information?
Well, if the information is true, And again, it's questionable, but if at all it's true, then it sends a chill down the spines of many Nigerians who, for all intents and purposes, they will expect their government, their security forces, to protect citizens and property. Ultimately, this is a massive failure, a failure of intelligence, a failure of the security forces to protect life and property. But ultimately, the responsibility falls squarely on Goodluck Jonathan and his administration, because the entire Boko Haram saga has intensified under his reign, for which he hasn't had much control over.
And so if this lack of action by the Nigerian military is true, what reaction can we expect from the people of Nigeria?
Well, one thing's for sure. Nigeria has always been a country that's divided between North and South, of which it would appear that the North for a very long time hasn't had the sort of development that one would aspire from Nigeria, which is a very rich country. And there's been questions as to whether Boko Haram itself has worked on the margins of the society that has been impoverished. And to that extent, the Nigerian government will have to do a lot more in creating jobs, creating the sort of security that would ensure that many people would not necessarily want to turn to support groups like Boko Haram at this junction.
And the fact that the United States is planning to send a team, what it says, a negotiating team, an investigating team to Nigeria to help solve this issue, how do you think the people once again will react? Would it be a good idea or a bad idea for American troops or American forces to be on the ground in Nigeria?
Well, this is a real double-edged sword decision. Firstly, the Nigerian government has shown a lack of being able to control the group, which has been taking a lot of successes over them for some time. That's one. Two, the status quo could not be carried on because the girls who had been taken in large numbers was unacceptable. But ultimately, the worry is that with the US, the UK and other allies going to the aid of Nigeria in this fashion, there is always the element of risk that Boko Haram could rally in support from other jihadist movements worldwide, and Nigeria could so easily become the Afghanistan and the Iraqs of the sort of inconsistencies and confusions and chaos that we've seen in those countries. And that is the risk that Nigeria has and for which Goodluck Jonathan will have to contain by the US and all the Western allies coming to his support in this fashion.
All right, Ayo Johnson, Director of Viewpoint Africa from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.